for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Monday. Terry and Gage Comedy Show, number 689,
I think.
Six is mad at seven because it ate nine. 689.
What?
Oh, yeah. Why is five afraid of six? Because of today's episode, 689.
Yep.
Okay, welcome to Monday, you guys. Making it a Mastodon Monday because Mastodon will be in Portland tomorrow, and you should go see them. They're playing with Gojira and Kvortak.
I always thought it was Gojira.
It's supposed to be pronounced like the Japanese pronounce Godzilla. Gojira.
Gojira.
It's spelled G-O-J-I-R-A. Gojira.
Gojira.
Oh no, Gojira! Gojira.
I know. Go ahead.
And Kvortak, which I think is a silent K. Velertak. Velertak, that's right. We talked about that with Jim Louder like a year ago.
I remember that.
And Velertak is actually doing another show at the Wow Hall the day after they play the Roseland Theater with Mastodon. So
Wow Hall.
Yeah. And don't wait till Tuesday. Don't wait till that old 80s band comes around. Because Tuesday's the show. That's tomorrow if you're listening today. Tickets are $40 tomorrow, $25 today. So get them today for Mastodon.
Speaking of today, I want to remind our listeners tonight at 8, the CBS comedy lineup with Leave It to Larry before the Red Button show.
What is this, a throwback Monday?
Yep. Or on ABC, you can catch Milton Berle's Texaco Star Theater on NBC.
Did you say Texaco Star Theater?
Mm-hmm. Milton Berle's show.
Yeah, I heard.
Leave It to Larry. We were discussing because of Ed Begley Sr. We didn't know that his father was an actor.
No, Ed Begley Jr.'s.
Yeah, his father.
Yeah.
His senior.
So he died in 1970 on today. This date. So that was what? 44 years ago.
44 years ago. Wow.
It was 44 years ago today.
He was on a show, Leave It to Larry, which was 5 years before Leave It to Beaver.
Wow. Oh, before Leave It to Beaver?
Yep, but I don't think it was...
Leave It to Larry was never that.
I don't think it was the similar or in any way. Maybe that was just Leave It to blah, blah. Maybe that was just a common saying of the day, swing, yeah. In 90s, 95.
Yep, Leave It to him.
Swing!
Swing. I remember that. That was from the 90s.
Dude, everybody said swing.
For a long time.
Dude.
Yep.
Yep.
So that was 44 years ago, huh?
Swing!
Ed Begley Sr. died.
That was 20 years ago. Swing.
Oh, yeah, but I'm talking about
But I'm just saying, for reference of time, you were talking about...
Another thing, a day in history, 1 year before Ed Begley Sr. died,
mm-hmm.
on this day...
1969?
Yep. King Crimson debuted with Greg Lake and Ian McDonald.
Wow.
Ian McDonald went on to be in the rock group Foreigner, and Greg Lake...
20 years centuries, it's third man.
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer... where Greg Lake went. And Greg Lake had some great solo albums in the late 70s or early 80s or something. I don't know if you remember those, but they used to
play them. I remember Pond.
Okay. I just remember hearing the songs on the radio and recording them onto a cassette tape, mm-hmm. and then thinking, Greg Lake is pretty rocking, dude.
Yeah, he was one of the first... have a body of water in their name before Puddle of Mud and...
Yeah,
Pond.
But that's his real name.
I know.
Greg Lake.
I know, he's a pioneer. That's how pioneeric he was.
You could call his album The Greg Lakes and have Lake
the
Erie.
The Greg Lakes, dude. That's awesome.
Greg Erie or Lake Erie. Lake, what are the lakes? I forget the lakes.
Erie, Superior, Ontario. good job. Maple.
Yeah, syrup lake too.
Yep.
Yeah, I forgot about that. So, all right, cool.
Huron, Lake Huron, right?
Yeah, probably Huron. Yeah, with a U.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking of like a blue heron.
Herring.
Blue herring. Herring lake. Lake. Yeah, Scoot Herring Lake. Scoot Herring Lake. Still stuffy from last week.
Oh no, guys, yeah.
I don't have a cold though, so fuck it.
Yeah, leave it to Larry.
Leave it to Larry.
Dude, did you watch the Parks and Rec?
Nope.
It was the season finale, and I don't know, you don't watch the real show, so I'm not really going to worry about spoilers.
I watched it for like three seasons, but I don't care about it. But yeah, you can spoil it for me.
But,
I mean, I like it. But
I do believe.
Did she die in the
end? No, she was going to take well, the next season is the last season.
Oh.
So at the end of this season, a lot of things came to light. She was going to take a job in Chicago with the Miss President was on that show, Parks and Recreation.
Miss President?
Yeah.
Michelle Obama?
Yep, she was on there. And after meeting her and saying, we will work really close together if you take this job in Chicago.
Take this job in Chicago.
How could she not take it? You know, yeah. But instead she chose to stay. You know, because her and Adam Scott are having a baby, I do believe.
Okay.
And then at the end of the episode, it shot ahead like 3 years all of a sudden. Ooh. So I wonder if the last season is going to take place like 3 years. They all had different cuts, and that one guy, Jerry, I don't know what his name is, but
yeah.
For a while they called him Jerry, and then they called him Larry, and then he was Gary, and now they were calling him something else.
He was always, I only watched it up when he was still Jerry, like the first couple, I might have watched three seasons.
Yeah, after that they really started, every season it was like, for a while he was Gary, and
maybe it was Tom, just making fun of him. Make up a fake name.
They all do.
That's my name, my name's Tom.
And he's got a hot wife. I don't know if that came in after season three or not.
Probably. I think Tom is the one that announced that to everybody. Dude.
Yeah.
Like, what's up? He's got a hot wife.
Yep.
That's my impersonation.
That guy's funny.
Why did he do that? He always talks like that. Everything he says.
That show has
it.
So many great characters, though.
Yeah, it does.
You know, and it doesn't even have Rob Lowe anymore, and it's still funny.
Is that the same writers from The Office, or did they just rip their style?
I don't think it was. There's probably some old Office writers that went on to work on Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
But I think the show, the guy running most of the writing is Harris Whittles is his name.
He does.
I've heard him I do believe he's probably been on video on that one show, Comedy Bang Bang.
Harris Whittles.
But he used to be a guest on the podcast, so I don't know if he still does.
I wonder if his middle initial is E. Because then he'd be He Whittles.
He's rather young for a guy running a show, too. It was surprising. He was, I think, in his, like, it seemed like he was in his early 20s.
I'm always amazed at that, when someone has accomplished that much that young. You know, they're just like, hey, check me out. I'm a producer of a TV show. I'm 22.
Yep.
I was watching that Dave Attell's Comedy Underground. It's a weekly half-hour show now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a stand-up show with 3 10-minute sets from, you know, did whatever, up-and-coming comics, and they had...
Byron Allen.
No, they didn't have Byron Allen. They
dude,
did have...
so up-and-coming.
They did have...
For the last
here's who's
50
not,
years, that guy's been up-and-coming.
Here's who's not up-and-coming, who made a guest appearance on Dave Attell, was a comic... Or comic. Fucking... I'm smart. Triumph, the insult comic dog.
Mm-hmm.
For me to poop on.
Yeah,
he was
I
there.
I love that guy.
Yeah, and I haven't seen him for a while. He resurfaced at the Comedy Underground, but then there was another kid on there. I can't remember what his name was, but he was 20 years old. He's from Guy Code. These people come from MTV. They're on a Guy Code. You know, and I'm pretty sure that they go to the Hollywood or New York to be a comedian, and then you can't be famous as a comedian, so they take what work they can get, and they audition for shows and whatnot, and then they end up being the host of... The Week in Review, or, you know, how, like, what was that show that Pete Holmes and Paul F. Tompkins used to do? Is it This Week in Review?
Something like that.
Remember that show, kind
of? Are you talking about the ones with, it just had a bunch of comedians on there,
yeah.
And they talk about the week's events or whatever?
Yeah.
And then now it makes sense, The Week in Review. Yeah. And what's that guy from Judith Freelander or whatever, Judah?
Yeah. He's weird looking.
Dude, and that's part of comedy.
Yeah.
Being weird looking.
I guess so. I guess so, man.
You know, okay, so here's Harris Whittles. Now, this year, on April 20th, he turned
on 420? 30. His birthday's
on... turned 30, and he's been the showrunner for Parks and Rec for 5 years since his second... executive story editor and when he was, like, 25.
Huh.
Then nice later, job, co-producer Harris. The next year and producer the next year.
With a name like Harris Whittles, you'd think he was older.
Mm-hmm.
What's a name like?
He attended high school for the performing and visual arts. You think that'd give you a heads up when your whole high school was just arts?
Yeah.
And performing?
Yeah.
And then he went to Emerson Nice Tits College.
Emerson Nice Tits, yep. Man.
A degree in TV and video production, but he was a writer on the Sarah Silverman program.
Sweet.
And then he went over to become a staff writer for Parks and Rec after that. He's been in some others, and he's a regular on the Comedy Bang Bang.
Comedy Bang Bang, Comedy Bang Bang, Comedy Bang Bang. They're coming out with a new season on television.
He also wrote for Eastbound and Down some.
I love that show. Dude, that was such irreverent humor. Mm-hmm. Kenny Powers. You know, that was kind of based on John Rocker.
Yeah, he also hosted his own podcast. You know what his podcast was about?
No.
It was called Analyze Fish.
About the band Fish?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God.
His whole podcast was attempting to convince his friends to enjoy the band.
Ah!
They didn't like it. And
does he really like them?
That was an Earwolf podcast.
Harris?
Yep.
God, Harris, I hope you're not serious, because that's a funny premise, but if you're serious, that's a bummer, because, I don't know.
He's a member of the band Don't Stop or We'll Die.
Well, that's a good name for a band.
With comedians Paul Rust and Michael Cassidy.
Huh, I wonder if they're a comic-related band, or if they're serious about their rock.
I'm not sure.
You know, that whole comedy rock thing, it's pretty cool. The lady that I did a show with this weekend at the Brickwall Comedy Club down there in Eugene, Marion Pearl, she was a nice lady. I would estimate she was in between 50 and 60 years old. She's probably been, she was just opening for Louis Anderson down in Vegas before this.
I'm Louis Anderson.
My teeth are really messed up because I like to eat food all day. All day.
But so she did some songs, and it's kind of encouraging me a little bit to maybe, because I wanted to do it, but I'm not confident enough. But then the more people I see, I'm like, I'm better than that. But no offense against her, because she was awesome. She got a standing ovation at the end of the show. She said her first standing ovation ever. But it's just Kowloon's. It's just the lounge inside a Chinese restaurant. It's funny, not to make fun of anybody, but it's the Brickwall Comedy Club inside the City Nightclub inside Kowloon's
inside
restaurant.
Inside the city.
Dude, they're inside, inside. Come on, dude. And we had a pretty good turnout down there at Denny's on Friday. That was a fun time with Alex Elkin. There was only one person that did not enjoy the show, and that was the girlfriend of a guy who got made fun of by the headliner because he deserved to get made fun of. And he took it like a pro and said, ha ha, that's funny. Yeah, that's cool. I'm cool. But then at the end, the girlfriend's like asking Josh, that guy wasn't funny, was he? You didn't think that guy was Was he funny? And he's like, dude, he goes, Josh said, I was like, I couldn't bartend. He goes, I was crying and bent over behind the bar laughing so hard that I couldn't fucking do my job. And she's like, really? Really, Josh? This is a drunk blonde chick. Really? You don't have to say that just to be nice. Was he funny? He goes, yeah, he was fucking hilarious. They were all funny. And he's like, I don't think he was funny. Because he was calling her boyfriend Dirk. He had pants that had like rivets on the pants. And so he was making fun of his pants. And he went out the door behind where we do the comedy, which, you know, if you're fucking smart, you'll go out the other door. If you accidentally come in, a couple people accidentally tried to come in and they went, whoa, and they went around. Smart people. Mm-hmm. Other people just go out that door while we're fucking doing the show. Fucking what? And he's like, oh, you're coming up on the stage? He goes, no, I'm going to go outside. And so he's like, so you're coming up on the stage because that's what this is. There's another door at the other end of the building.
Yep.
Thanks, Dirk. He's like, yeah. Hey, Dirk, what's up? Because he was kind of one of those tap-out dudes with the fucking pants. And then he looked like he'd been to the gym a lot. And
have you ever thought about a portable carpet stage?
Possibly. I'm like thinking just about a, like just a, blocking that door,
just a
though.
Piece of carpet, you know, and that's of obvious color.
Yeah.
So it would be like, this is our stage.
I got some pallets. I'll just, one pallet.
Yeah.
Dude, one pallet that's
carpet
just
like, a pallet.
It's about three or four inches tall.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. Yeah, yeah, 3 or 4 inches tall. And this is the stage. Stay the fuck off of it.
Yeah.
Block the stage. So he goes outside, and he goes, what, the Dirk went out there to smoke a cigarette? And he looks out the window. He's like, oh, he's on the phone. I know, Dirk's calling his mom. Hey, mom, what's up? Just hanging out down at Denny's. Yeah, yeah. I just walked through the stage of the comedy show. Yeah, they were looking at those. Just got these new pants down at Ross. They were looking at the rivets on the back of my pants. So he's totally making fun of. Yeah, I just got back from the gym. I'm going to go back in, Mom. My girlfriend's in there waiting for me. And the girl's just back in the back, like, getting pissed. You know, this was before she had said, he's not funny, is he? He's not mm-hmm. funny. And then he walks back, and he's like, hey, Dirk, how's your mom doing? And he's like, what? He's like, were you just talking to your mom? Oh, no, man. No. He's like, those are some nice pants. And he's like, yeah, thanks, bro. Like, couldn't even tell that he's making fun of him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, hey, Dirk. You work out, dude? And he's like, actually, yes, I do. And he's like, thanks, man. I just that helps. Just you saying that you need to. He's like, it's, and everybody's laughing at him. He's like, it's cool, man. It's cool. He's like, that's funny. You guys are funny. And he's like, they're all drunk. They were like drunk watching mm-hmm. me play video poker before the show even started. And like, they were behind me.
Were they heckling you already while you were playing video poker?
Kinda, not in a
mean way. Dude, you threw away the jack.
No. They're just making comments about I'm doing this Blazing Sevens game that I've been mm-hmm. playing because I won a couple times.
Yeah, dude, and you're so gay playing Blazing Sevens, Blazing Flaming Sevens.
I think it's Blazing Flaming Sevens. Yeah, I won $200 there at Denny's one time. So now I always want to put in a 10, mm-hmm. and then I put in a 10, and then I came back and Max. Well, those guys did heckle me a little bit, I guess, but they were like, "Oh yeah, look what you got." He goes, "But he probably won't get nothing on three." So what it does, it goes into a bonus round, and then you get like three bonus things, and it's got little spinners that do the Flaming uh-huh. Sevens. And he's like, "Yeah, but he probably won't win anything." And I'm like, I almost turned around, but it's like they thought I couldn't hear them, or they, I don't know, maybe they knew I could hear them, but it was just weird because like they're doing commentary on my mm-hmm. poker. And yep. I don't know.
They
these
were the
people.
Guys on the Muppets.
What the fuck, man? And then I get back, and then Max Brockman gets there, and he's like, did you win anything? And I go, no, I just put $10 in there for later. And he's like, what? I was like, I just put $10 in there. I'll get it out later because I don't want to spend it. And he's mm-hmm. like, okay. That's a good way to look at it. And then later I did play, and I won my $10 back.
Nice.
I put in a 20 and pulled out 30 after I threw away 10. So it's funny because I got to go up to Max and say, yeah, I just got my other $10 out of there because I would have spent it if I wouldn't have put it in that machine. My other thing is I was playing video poker trying to increase my earnings from comedy. It's like if I only get paid $5, I'll just stick it in the video poker. It's like,
yeah.
Who pays you $5 for comedy? I'll take what I can get.
Mm-hmm.
$5 for 5 minutes, that's $1 a minute. That's $60 an hour. What
that is
fuck?
Good. Yep.
Who makes $50?
You could just get a bunch of businesses in a row, so you could just walk down the street and hit everyone.
Do 5 minutes, 5 minutes, five mm-hmm. minutes, 5 minutes, 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like if it was a Bridgetown Comedy Festival, which mm-hmm. I wanted to talk about. That's coming up May 8th through 11th. Dude, I can't believe. How could they even have... Well, I know they've got like 10 venues. But dude, this list, fucking, it's too long. Isn't Dan Harmon, isn't he part of the community thing, or he was?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got Dan Harmon, Matt Bronger, Kamel Nanjiani, Morgan Murphy, Jeff Dazis, Sean Patton, Jonah Ray, Jamie Lee, Nate Bargatze, fucking Hari Kondabolu, however you say his name, Baron Vaughn, Ron Funches, John Daly, Ian Carmel, Mike Kaplan, Dwight Slade, Augie Smith, just... There's like 50 more. Noriko Ott, locals, Tim Hammer, Nathan Brannon, Adam Posse. I heard from Seth that Adam Posse is awesome to watch on Mushrooms.
Hmm.
Which, what comic wouldn't be? But it's going to be awesome, you guys. Get your tickets now because they're going to sell out.
Is he a mushroom comic? Is that a thing?
I don't think so. Just for Seth. He just happened to be on mushrooms when he saw him once.
Yeah, I think so.
And he's like, it was so awesome. He's like, if you ever get a chance to see Adam Posse on mushrooms, I highly recommend it. Like, okay.
Let's think of a mushroom comic. What would a mushroom comic be like? You'd have to do some surreal shit, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, you could say, okay, I'm just going to, along with your $15 cover charge, $5 goes to mushrooms. Mm-hmm. You have to take them when you walk in. I will be beginning about 45 minutes after the last person takes their mushrooms.
Maybe you'd have like a laser light show going on while you're doing your comedy.
Or you could just get real deep every once in a while. Mm-hmm. You know, like I got a little deep. Yep. I did my thing about I wished a happy birthday to AIDS because last Wednesday was AIDS's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said it was 30 years ago on Wednesday that the government introduced AIDS into the community to weed out the homosexuals and the drug addicts.
And Magic Johnson.
And then like it got super like just deadly silent. I was like, yeah, shit just got real right then, didn't it? You didn't know that the government invented AIDS just to weed out the homosexuals and the drug addicts? And they're like, oh, like I don't think any of those people had ever thought that thought, which I never really thought until Frank Zappa, you know, with his Think Fish. He makes you think.
Yeah. Think Fish.
Yep. Stinky old Think Fish.
I heard our clips from Friday's episode went over well.
Dude, I had a third person tell me that they were also in tears.
Oh, yeah?
Pierre.
Did they tell you in the third person?
No, but he was the third person to tell me. And the weird thing, he told me in the first person.
What?
That he was the third person.
Whoa,
and then
dude.
Someone else told me in second person that they were the first person to laugh. and that was Hans. And he said that I've been posting some of Hans's... I've figured out how to do a screenshot on my phone now.
Oh, yeah.
So I can do a screenshot of my text
message.
You
can't do that on a Windows phone.
You can. I bet. You push the down button and the power button at the same time. That's the universal new thing. Volume down, power.
Those two buttons.
You don't have a volume down and a power button? Of course you do. Dude, every phone has a volume button and a power button. Nope. How do you turn it on?
Okay, volume down.
But you got to do it kind of simultaneously.
Simultaneously?
Yeah.
And the power button?
Yeah.
I'll just turn my phone off.
Okay, well, that's what happens with my old phone, too. So it's not totally universal, but pretty much with like...
No, I don't think Windows Phone supports things like that.
No
like
screenshot?
Nope. That's weird. Windows phones are weird, dude.
They are. That's all right.
There's no like good YouTube app.
Yeah. That's, well, whatever.
There's my nothing phone, that lets you post videos to YouTube.
See,
the Windows phone just doesn't support that.
My phone doesn't support Windows.
I know.
Unless I use it to prop open my window at home. You see my phone sitting there, and it's like, ah, this phone supports Windows. But, fuck, what were we just talking about?
We were talking about our clips from Friday.
Oh, yeah, Pierre was at the comedy show at Sam Bond's Garage. And he said, he goes, you guys sounded really baked on Friday. I said, well, we're three episodes in, of course.
I know,
you
know of getting
getting baked. And he's like, no, but it was good. He goes, I was literally like crying, and Hans said that he was crying. Oh, yeah, I was posting some screenshots of Hans's text to me, and I just black out his number. So nobody will be calling him and saying, hey, Hans, what is in your CD player? Oh, and funny story about what's in Hans' CD player. Remember last week how we were so stumped about the Best of Lee?
The Best of Lee.
L-I.
Uh-huh.
Apparently his text message got cut off. It was the Best of Lightning Hopkins.
Oh.
He said he laughed so hard at that, which was right before we went into those clips. So he was already like, pumped up, and he said his coworkers.
His adrenaline was going.
His coworkers were looking at him funny. Mm-hmm. He's like,
I've been there on podcasts.
Yeah,
you know, at work, just doing everything you can just to fucking keep from loud guffaws.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but you still can't help. But you're almost like seizing, trying to hold it in,
so
you don't look too foolish.
So after like three people told me how funny it was, I had to listen back to it today, and I was telling my wife about it. Or maybe it was yesterday, but it was a little Bob and Tommy.
Yeah,
because
we were laughing a lot.
We were laughing at ourselves, and then, but it was still funny. I'd warned Dan. I go, hey, I think this gets a little Bob and Tommy because we were fucking laughing at ourselves, and that helps, though. I think.
Yeah, but it's only Bob and Tom when it's forced goofy laugh or like.
What were you saying? I couldn't hear you because I was fucking laughing too hard.
You know, the thing that always sticks out to me about the Bob and Tom whole Bob and Tommen thing is you said that you won a CD of theirs, and it had the Bob and Tom and on the CD.
It does. It's clips from the radio show. And so they'll have a guy on there, and they'll play a song, and I'm like, oh, cool, they're going to play a song. And then they're like...
So they're aware of how...
Well, I went down to my store. I was like, dude, I can't hear the second line because you're fucking laughing so hard. And then the chick, she's just like, I don't know what's going on.
They ruin the only take they get when they Bob and Tom on the show.
Well, but couldn't they like make a CD and like get the actual version from the fucking
maybe that qualifies as like the free use.
You got a lighter,
so they don't have to pay.
Oh,
well, it's a Bob and Tom song if we put our vocals over the whole thing.
That's right, we have the royalties and then they to get that.
If we played songs on our show and just laughed over the whole thing,
or just we could
sell it.
You could just laugh once in the middle because that changed the whole thing. Like, is it ding 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 ding, or is it ding 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 ding?
Ha! Ding 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 ding. Ha!
Ice lady, or lice baby. Have you ever seen a lice baby? You remember that movie, the first reboot of Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
Did you watch that one? I've seen a few of them. I'm sure I've seen them.
Was it the one with Arlie Ermey? I don't know.
It the Matthew McConaughey one?
No, they're on their way to Lynyrd Skynyrd concert in a van, and they brought weed in a pinata.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that one at all?
I think I've probably seen it, but they pick up a hitchhiker.
Like, oh. They pick up a hitchhiker, okay, yeah, and she's got blood all over, and she's weird looking, and she's dazed and confused for so long. It ain't true.
Matthew McConaughey, another reference.
And so, for sure, and Red Replin. Mm-hmm. And so they pick her up hitchhiking, and then all of a sudden, like, she reaches up her skirt, which was a pretty short skirt, and pulls out a gun and blows her head off out through the back window. So it's implying, because there was like a little, when she pulled the gun out, like it was up her hole.
Yep.
And that's the first time I'd ever even thought that, about that anybody would ever put a gun completely up their pussy hole.
You've never thought about that before?
Well, maybe. No, I guess I hadn't. I have now. That was 4 or 5 years ago.
There's magazines dedicated to that, isn't there?
Just fucking like guns? But you
chicks,
don't...
Chicks with guns.
Well, yeah. Maybe the butt of a gun, or maybe even the barrel. Looking down the barrel of a gun. But I'm talking about like walking down...
Oh, like you just... I'm hiding one in there.
I'm walking... It's like my purse. I'm walking down the street. I got a short dress on with no pockets. Where else was I going to keep it?
Yep.
True story, just from 2 days ago. In Tennessee, a teenager was arrested driving with a suspended license, but now she's facing felony charges after officers discovered something on her person. Well, in her person, she had a 22L revolver loaded in her vagina, like completely concealed in her vagina, and she's 19 years old. It was a stolen gun.
Man,
how do you?
That
like,
sucks.
I
to
saw
be able
a video
to put a whole gun in a vagina
at right? 19. Man, maybe a 48-year-old lady, but
it's a 22. Maybe it's a mini gun, like a little, like
you know
a
those,
smaller, like about the size of your hand.
You know those little Nerf footballs that are about the size of your hands.
And yep.
I saw a video once where there was a lady, and it was just showing a picture of her naked vagina.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it started to open up a little bit, and it looked like it was really dark inside there, like because it was a black and orange Nerf football, like a beaver football, if you get my drift. And so it was completely closed up vagina, nice looking little vagina. And then all of a sudden it started to open a little bit, and it, like I said, it was really black. It would look dark, really dark in there. And then all of a sudden it was a little black and orange, and then just bloop, out comes a whole Nerf little football. Which
I saw a lady put a whole big guy's head in there once.
What?
Yeah.
His head?
Yeah.
Not a big guy's head?
It was a big guy, dude. Yep. Dude. I didn't know if it was real, though, or not, but it was pretty...
I was going to say a midget's head, but midgets...
No, this guy was large. I mean, he was like...
And I've heard
it was
so
the
many...
Guy, you look like the back of the head of the guy from Pawn Stars.
Oh.
that bald guy.
Damn, Rick?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I think he was in this video.
Okay, cool. We'll look that up on pornstars.com. But yeah, I don't know, dude. A baby's head comes out of it, but... And I've heard... I said the word midget. I don't feel bad about it. People mm-hmm. say midget. That's a derogatory term for little people or dwarfs. Yep. I've heard so many good arguments lately. And I can't, a dwarf was on Comedy Underground. He's calling himself a midget. And I've heard so many... The greatest two arguments I've heard is midget is not like the N-word because our ancestors didn't own a bunch of midgets. And... I'm not afraid of midgets, but I am afraid of N-words. But they're saying these. I can't even bring... I can mm-hmm. say nigger. I can say it.
Is that Byron Allen, Comics Unleashed?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
No,
what's his show?
Alex Elkin.
Comics After...
Comics Unleashed.
All right. That's not what you said?
No. Alex Elkin said, I'm tired of people saying the midgets are like nigger, like the N-word because he goes, I'm not afraid of nigger. Or wait, I'm not afraid of midgets.
Mm-hmm.
I am afraid of N-words. And the other guy, I think it was either Louis C.K. or Hannibal Buress that said, yeah, our ancestors didn't own a bunch of midgets. Okay, so mm-hmm. that's totally different.
That is true.
You said Louis C.K. was
blowing up. And what are you
going to
do with a black midget?
Be double derogatory to him?
All right.
Nigger.
Louis C.K. has been blowing up.
That's what you said to me before we started recording. I know that his new season certainly. Is starting soon.
He's all over everywhere.
Okay.
I just look on things, and there's Louis C.K. The other day, I was at Oil Can Annery's. Louis C.K. was in there.
Was he on GQ magazine?
He might have been, something like that, but his new season's coming up.
Yeah, I'm excited to watch it.
It opens up May 5th. On that the day after that one holiday.
Yeah.
That I don't really celebrate.
Yeah.
Like if I type in Louis into Bing.
CK.
It goes to, it sponsors Louis Vuitton handbags.
What?
Mm-hmm. And then goes to his series.
All right. Oh, I forgot to mention that lady we were talking about from Tennessee with the gun up her twat. She got an additional charge for bringing the gun into the place. It's called... gun possession and introducing contraband into a penal facility.
Mm-hmm.
So she brought a gun into a penal facility in her vaginal. She vaginally brought something into a penal facility.
Mm-hmm.
It was stolen from a 70-year-old man. But anyway, he said he would be happy to have the gun back after giving it a bath and bleach.
Bath and bleach.
That's what the 70-year-old said about the gun from the twat.
Mm.
He wanted to bleach it. Okay, enough about that.
How do you want to bleach your twat?
bleach your twat. All right, don't forget about Pizza Now. Those guys are cool.
Those guys are awesome, Pizza Now.
I hate to say it. I don't know if we've ever said it on the air before, but I'm just waiting till they just say, you know what? We can't really do this anymore, you guys. Because it just seems like a dream come true. I know you guys don't think you've
made
it.
So awesome. I love
We've
Pizza
made it.
Now.
We get a couple free pizzas every week for doing this and for talking about them. Go down mm-hmm. to the corner of Queen and Hill in Albany, Oregon there. Or as some people from out of town call it, Albany.
Yeah, it's Albany, Oregon, corner, Queen and Hill. Dude, they got the awesome pizza. The
what bird?
The meteor. Remember the meteor?
Oh, it's still rolling
dude,
around.
Dude, it has meatballs on it.
I wonder if we should get one of those.
With a nice Parmesan. And a ranch-based sauce.
Oh, that's what was wrong with it. But you can get it with whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
I think you can customize any of these
pizzas. A lot of people like ranch. I don't like ranch, and you don't like ranch, but I think a lot of people like ranch.
Here's one thing I do like ranch with is my chicken strips. I don't know why I like ranch. Oh, speaking of fucking chicken strips, Jesus Christ. I'm glad that I don't have a bad heart or an overweight problem because
Man, you're on it.
I know. I was listening to Patton Oswalt the other day, and he has this story about the Double Down, which is
they
available.
Brought it back.
Was it around before?
Yeah.
KFC?
They're just bringing it back.
You know about this?
The Double Down, yeah.
I just had one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they just brought it back. It was around before.
I'd never heard about it. All it is two chicken breast patties with fucking bacon and cheese in the middle of it.
Yeah,
no, there's no bun or nothing.
It's like, why do you need the second one? Why not just like eat a chicken strip with cheese and bacon melted to
it? It's a sandwich, kind of like the Domino's pizza with chicken fucking crust.
No, it looks to me to be a chicken patty with cheese and bacon melted on it, right? And then the other chicken thing is just kind of like slapped on the top as a bun, right? It's not like.
However you want to look at it.
I know, but I'm just saying that's basically what it is, right?
Yeah, and
like,
the thing...
It's just like, here's a second chicken strip that you're supposed to eat at the same time that you eat this other one.
See, and so we went into town with me and my wife, and we were listening to Patton Oswalt in the car while we were going to Eugene to go to the fucking open mic.
Mm-hmm.
And...
Oh, it has a sauce on it, too.
This didn't have a...
plain?
Yeah, it had I didn't ask for no sauce. It had a Parmesan cheese and... Mm-hmm. Bacon. But anyway, so we go to fucking wherever we went, and then she went and tanned real quick, and I went to Walmart and looked at some videos, and then we were gonna go to Poppy's Pizza, which is good. I like that pizza when I'm in Eugene, because there's no pizza now down there. And so we're next to KFC, and we had just heard that thing, and apparently that must have triggered something in her, and she said, "You want to go to KFC?" And I was like, "Not really." She's like, "Come on, it's right here. We'll just go." And I was like, "Okay, yeah, let's go to KFC. That's going to be fun."
You're all playing in the balls in the front, right?
But then I figured, hey, I just heard Patton talking about it. He said the only thing that's really bad about it is you have to burn your fingers to eat it because there's no bun to hold on to, you know, and it's hot when you get it. And it was true, dude. I had to fucking sit there and let it cool off before I could eat it without burning my fingers.
Mm-hmm.
But it was good. It was tasty. I didn't put ranch on it.
They don't have bad chicken at KFC.
You don't think so?
Oh, really? But it's just expensive. That's why I don't like eating there.
It was $7.50 for that and some potatoes, a little thing
potato wedges.
No, the mashed.
Oh, mashed potatoes. Did you get gravy with that fries?
Yeah. It was a meal, a little meal.
Mm. I want to serve mashed potato fries. Or is just mashed potatoes formed into a fry and then fried?
How about mashed potato ice cream?
Dude, I would be all over that with gravy.
Have you ever heard of the new topping? The new Haagen-Dazs veggie ice cream?
No.
Ew, really? Does that sound gross to you?
Yes.
They're supposed to... Haagen-Dazs Japan, which is weird because everybody thinks Haagen-Dazs is from Germany, but it's actually from New Jersey.
I think it's from Yemeni.
It's from New Jersey.
Which is New Germany.
New Jersey. So, guess the two flavors.
New Jersey.
Oh. Oh,
mashed potatoes.
No, well, that's a vegetable, I guess. But yeah, but that's
we were just talking about mashed potatoes. Broccoli and Brussels sprouts.
Very close, but way
asparagus.
Off. No. Tomato and cherry.
Tomato cherry.
And carrot orange.
Carrot orange, orange carrot, carrot top.
Carrot orange Haagen-Dazs ice cream.
I would eat it.
You would?
I'd try it.
They will combine the sweetness and flavor of tomatoes with the
ice. It's all blended up, right? So it just probably looks the color of an orange.
So tomato cherry isn't the flavor of cherry tomatoes.
I like orange carrot as a combo in like the Sobeys.
But check this out. The tomato cherry is not just cherry tomato flavored. It's tomato and cherry.
I know, that does sound weird.
It said the sweetness and flavor of tomatoes with the acidity and fruity aroma of cherry mixed.
I like cherry ice cream.
And carrot flavor with citrus orange.
Yeah, I drink those Sobeys sometimes if I drink a Sobe.
Well, maybe you will like the veggie ice cream.
I don't think I'm going to, no.
Haagen-Dazs.
No, does it have like, I was thinking like chunks of broccoli in there.
What? Chunks of broccoli in the ice cream?
Yeah, that's what I would imagine a vegetable ice cream being.
No way, dude.
Dude, remember when we talked about that new KFC that was coming around where it was all upscale?
Maybe.
The Yum Foods thing?
No, I don't.
And now they're taking the Taco Bell and they're going to upscale that at the U.S. Taco Company that's opening up in Huntsville Beach.
They're doing an upscale version of Taco Bell?
Yeah, it's called the U.S. Taco Company.
Does it just say Co? Is that why you keep pronouncing it like that?
You'll be able to buy gourmet tacos, steak fries, and spiked shakes.
I thought for a half a second I was going to order the Taco Bell breakfast, but I just didn't.
I always thought Taco Bell was gourmet, though.
Because I pulled in there last night about fifth meal time, about 12:30, in the Taco Bell. I've been eating way too much fast food. And the first thing that comes up on the little screen is, we're now serving breakfast. And they had the little waffle taco thing. And I was like, hey, maybe I'll have a grilled stuffed burrito. So I only thought about it for like 1 second.
Have you tried those cheesecake things?
No.
Those are good.
I don't go there very often. Then every time I do, it's late night because I'm hungry and I want it to be fast.
Fourth meal.
Yep. Hungry and fast. $4. I can get me a grilled stuffed burrito with no pico de gallo. And I like saying that because the last part's kind of mm-hmm. like my name if you have a lisp.
Yep.
Perry de gallo. Did we talk about powdered alcohol last week?
Why not just offer better food at Taco Bell?
Because they want to keep that lower class, you know? Yeah. Kind of like that South Park episode where KFC closed and turned into all the dispensaries, and they said, so you mean that I have to go somewhere? It's like, no, there are no KFCs because KFCs were only in the lower class areas.
Yep.
It's like, what? Which is not really true. They have them in the bigger cities and areas. But did we talk about powdered alcohol? Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we
but
did.
But then they shut it down, though, didn't they? I don't think we talked about it, but it was only a brief flash pan of a news, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they approved it, and then they said, whoops, they didn't approve
it. We didn't mean that. We were just kidding, because you didn't like it, so forget that. Well, now they've got new lollipops that
Crystal Light.
Alcoholy pops.
Alcoholy pop.
It's a lollipop. With mm-hmm.
Alcoholopop.
It's an alcoholopop. They got a Lager lollipop.
What about the alcohologram, where you have like you can hologram in your your uncle, but he's drunk.
You can just make your you can make your own beer and just look at a hologram of like a fine pilsner. You're like, this is the finest dark ale from imported from Germany, but I made it in my garage. But look at my alcohologram.
Yep. Check out my drunk uncle on my alcohologram. He's dead, but we brought him back drunk.
So Lollifile in Austin, Texas, they have a sweet tooth and a short attention span, so they have some breast milk flavored lollipops and sriracha bacon, wasabi ginger, and beer and cocktail flavored candy pops with actual Cabernet Sauvignon Chardonnay. This is how white trash. It's a Cabernet Sauvignon and a Chardonnay Merlot flavored lollipop.
Mm-hmm.
Down here in Austin, Texas.
Merlotti.
I wonder if Chris Castles is enjoying himself a nice Pilsner lollipop.
Alcoholopop. What about Guinness? What about the with? Would they have would they have like Guinness flavored lollipops, and in the middle it's got like a Tootsie Roll or something?
They should come out with the Guinness Book of Lollipops.
They should. You know William Hurt?
Yeah, he did.
I know he did, huh?
Broadcast news.
Mm-hmm.
That he got hurt. No, was he in that?
He's always hurting. I think so. He's been old. In a lot of things.
He's pretty old.
Can you name all the movies that he's been in?
Just that one.
How many?
I would imagine he was probably in at least 512 movies.
I don't know if that's accurate.
It's probably
but
not.
But you only know one movie he was in?
Yeah. And if Broadcast News is a movie that he was in.
Well, now there's going to be one less movie that you watch that he won't be in.
That I watch that he won't be in?
You know he's married to Marley Matlin for a year?
She couldn't hear what he was saying.
Yeah, no, they weren't. They were partners. Sorry.
What, tennis partners?
There's a different spot for spouses.
I saw Marley Matlin play tennis on Seinfeld one time.
You know what his middle name is?
Marley?
McCord.
McCord?
William McCord Hurt.
God, McCord Hurt, buddy. William, my umbilical, cord hurts.
You know you went to U-Yard?
Yeah.
Right? Because you got the silent J, right? U. And then the double L.
It's hey.
U-Yard.
It's not a silent J. What the fuck?
When was there U-Yard?
Ever, when was there ever a silent J? No, it's a
Baja.
It's a huh. Like Jesus. It's a H. A J is an H, not a silent.
No, yeah. But in Mexico, like Baja, yeah. B-A-J, the Baja men.
Yeah, J is an H, not a silent.
Yeah, so you got, okay, Julio.
Yeah, he went to the music school of Juilliard.
Yep, that's where they met Julio.
Me and Julian.
Down by the Juilliard.
It was me and Julian down by the Juilliard.
All right. No, he was in Altered States. Remember that movie? That was his first movie, that old science fiction movie from 1980 where they gave that guy LSD.
Yo, the documentary LSD? No. I don't think I know it.
Altered States, it was called.
I remember that movie, and I think as a preteen or whenever it came out, I might have watched it. I was a preteen. Mm-hmm. That's good that I remember that, because that's I don't.
You got a Golden Globe nomination for New Star of the Year on that film.
But see, I have no idea what that movie was about.
Science fiction. It was a troubled scientist who took LSD or something like that.
Did he go into like a machine and there was some weird like it was really
weird.
Sci-fi-ish.
It was weird, yeah. Yeah. Yep, and then he was in Body Heat with Kathleen Turner in that neo-noir.
Yeah, I remember that.
Neo-noir Body Heat.
Was he in any Brian De Palma films?
He was in Children of a Lesser God.
Oh, with Marley Matlin. Is that where they became partners? Was he in that, don't you? With Marley Matlin in that broadcast?
Children of a Lesser God he was in.
Was he in it? Was he in it?
I think so.
Answer my question. I know I can't hear you, but I know you can hear me.
He was in AI, The Village.
Artificial Intelligence.
Yep, Robin Hood, The Incredible Hulk, Into the Wild, A History of Violence.
With Marley Matlin? I know you can hear me.
He was also in Gorky Park, The Big Chill.
Gorky Park?
Yeah, I remember that movie that they made. And then Gorky Park, it was called. And then the Scorpions wrote a song about it.
Klaus Meine.
They wrote about Gorky Park and one of the worst rock and roll songs of all time.
It was one of the best whistling songs.
I don't know, dude. What about that one Guns N' Roses one?
Every Guns N' Roses song? Axl was a whistling fool, dude. I heard that they performed and there was a
whistling food.
I heard there was a lot of problems at their performance at some award show recently, and that he didn't throw a fit, and they were proud of Axl because usually he's known to throw a big fit when stuff isn't going according to plan. But good job, Axl.
He was also in The Accidental Tourist. Remember when that guy accidentally traveled around?
No, I don't remember that at all.
He was in Smoke. You ever see that movie?
No.
That was a crazy movie.
Oh, with Harvey Keitel?
Yeah.
I do. See, it just takes me a minute. Mm-hmm. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. It was a bodega. A New York bodega. He worked in a bodega.
He worked in a cigar shop, didn't he?
That's a bodega. I like to say bodega.
A bodega.
I like to say Alamogordo. Mm-hmm. you remember that game called Extraterrestrial, the E.T. game from Nintendo?
I beat that game.
What?
Yep,
it's an Atari. I mean Atari, not Nintendo.
Yeah, it was Atari.
So, did you ever hear that urban legend? What, that it was such a bad game that they took truckloads and dumped it in a?
Because they made so many of them. Man, the E.T. movie was huge. Well, they thought the game was going to be huge, but then it was a dumb game. I'm not going to say it was the worst game though, because I disagree. It's not the worst game of all time.
So, documentary filmmakers are making a movie about this urban legend, and they just they found it.
Yep, they found a few hundred of them.
They found
there's some of them. There's supposedly thousands of them.
Truckloads of copies. It was expected to sell millions of copies, but only sold 1.5 million.
I bought a copy. I had it.
1.5 million.
Dude,
I'd never heard that.
That each screen you could go one of four ways, right?
Okay.
Right, up, down, left, or right.
Did you fly on a bicycle?
No. You had one of four ways to go, or sometimes three. One was blocked, or it was a big old building, or whatever, and your goal was to find E.T. So you went one of the ways, and then you got to the next screen. If he was on the screen, you found him, and the game over.
If
he wasn't on the screen, you didn't find him. You got one of four ways to go around, and that was the whole game. And so eventually... And there is no, like, if you saw him going one way or something, you know, and you couldn't catch him, then you'd go to that screen and he wouldn't be there or whatever, you know. And so there was no reason or strategy, or you just went one of the ways until you were able to catch him.
Huh.
And it was very basic, but it's not the worst game of fucking all time.
I wonder what our resident gamer nerd, he's not a nerd. Well, sure he is. He's a gamer nerd, Scoot Herring. He has a podcast called...
Jesse Priest as well.
He has a podcast called Press Scoot to Continue, which is all about video games. And he's always posting stuff on his Twitter and his Facebook about handheld old school games and Atari.
I don't know. It was maybe the worst in that it kind of is... They say it's responsible for the decline of video games around that time.
Really?
Where Atari kind of took a dive... And then, because there was nothing really for a while, and then Nintendo came along, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, our Atari was dying, kind of. You know, there was a less interest in the video games market. They were getting less funding, and I would imagine, and stuff like that.
Don't forget
and
about...
And then Nintendo came along.
Don't forget about Intellivision.
Yeah.
Or the Odyssey. I think we had an Odyssey. And we didn't have a 2600. Was that the original Atari? Because I didn't remember it being called 2600.
Yeah, 50-something hundred, and then there was the 70-something hundred.
So the 2600, the game it came with was Pong, right?
Boop. I think so. Boop. Yeah. Ba-doop. But it always have those cartridges that said, like, 81 different games on one thing, but it'd be like they were just different difficulty levels.
Yeah.
Like, here's one tank, here's two tanks, here's three tanks. Like, you could actually, there was... A setting on the Miss Pac-Man, I remember, where you could just set it, you just had one slow ghost following you around. Dude, I played it for fucking days with just one ghost following me around, never died.
That's not fair. That's fucking not fair. This is whatever. It's fun, though, when you're a kid, though, huh?
Yeah. I used to play the sports games on there, too. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
Just like fucking
You alright?
Yeah.
Speaking of
dude, the baseball for the Atari was three fielders, but they were all attached. They didn't move independently.
Yeah, you had
they moved like foosball guys. Yeah.
Remember the slalom skiing one? It was just two black fucking rectangles and they'd move from one side to the other and they're like you go trying to get faster and faster and faster.
Mm-hmm.
Asteroids on Atari. Those rocks were so like...
Crab boxing. You just had to get right in the right position. I remember me and my friend like playing that forever.
Speaking of all this coughing that we're going on, did I ever mention as a comic I was looking up going on the road? They got a website called Airbnb. You ever heard of that? Airbnb.
Is that like an air bed and breakfast on a plane?
It's a bed and breakfast. I don't know where the air comes from, but it's just...
They're not on a plane?
No. No.
Oh, it's an air bed.
No. Well, that must be what they're getting at. But what it is, it's people who own a house that just rent out a room. They just rent out a room once in a while, or maybe they have a guest room or a guest house, or... They just say, hey, you can come stay the night at our house for $70 or whatever. Or we have a loft in our garage that's set up for a guest room. And so the people in Denver, where weed is legal now, they got a thing called Air THC, which is like Airbnb, but it's a marijuana-friendly accommodations. So when you rent a room for the night, you can feel free to smoke your
weed. Is it a night service?
Could be more than one day sometimes. You guys, anybody who's interested should check it out. It's Airbnb.com. And now that I don't know about this Air THC, they probably got an AirTHC.com. But Airbnb, I've looked it up, and like if you're going to Portland and you don't want to pay for a motel or you want a little bit more private setting, just check it out. Some of them are like $40 and you can just stay in these people's bedroom, and it seems kind of weird sometimes, but they'll be like, oh...
I was wondering, because I heard some people were renting out their, like, spare rooms by the hour.
There might be hourly things. I don't know about that, but it's mostly...
it'd be for, like, Craigslist hookups, probably, right? That's what I'm imagining it is.
Yeah. I don't think that's what this is. Okay. This is just a thing to where people can make
breakfast.
I don't know where the air comes from. Maybe like an airbed, like you said. An airbed, because you're maybe sleeping on the
floor. I think
that
is, like, you're just...
Crashing
got an
on someone's
airbed, not maybe literally an airbed, They're just like a symbolic airbed.
You're crashing at someone else's house.
This is our spare bed.
Right.
They should have went with spare bed.
Spare B&B. But yeah, and some of them, they got pictures of them and stuff, you know, and it'll be like a super nice like loft with like a big screen TV.
They need a treehouse and breakfast now that treehouses are making a comeback.
That'd be cool. TB&B.
Mm-hmm.
So check out Airbnb and AirTHC. With the legalization of marijuana in Colorado, it not only represents a gigantic step forward in the movement with a versatile plant that's decriminalized, but it presents great opportunity for those who enjoy unwinding with a good smoke. Which, you know, I hate it. I go to lengths like I'll take
a
fucking... No, I hate not being able to smoke in a hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
When I go out of town and do a comedy show and I stay at a motel, I want to be able to smoke my weed in the motel room. And sometimes I fucking do. But a lot of times I'll go to lengths such as bringing a fucking dryer sheet and stuffing it in a toilet paper roll and then blowing it out the window. Like, I don't want to have to fucking do all that shit.
I know, and then your room just smells like you got a lawn that you, like, you brought your own washer and dryer in and you've been drying a lot of...
They're like, you can't do clothes in here either.
We got a laundry service. No,
I'm just going to do it in here. And well, you got your wax.
You know that... Oh, airbed and breakfast. Does that mean that like it's for spendy people? Like, you got your breakfast in the morning, you got your bed that you sleep at night, but before that, you take a flight there.
No, it's not. It's not that spendy. It's cheap, dude. It's like it's inexpensive. I'm gonna go there right now while we're talking, just to clear up.
Don't do it.
Why not?
All right, do it.
It's you can rent from people in over 34,000 cities and up to 192 countries. That's every country. That's every fucking country. It says, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's like four half countries that sometimes they don't really think about.
What?
They don't really talk about that because they're not really incorporated countries.
So they don't count?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird. Okay.
Or maybe they haven't discovered them yet, but they know they're there.
It just says vacation rentals.
Man. I know. I don't know what it is. No, so I like both of our ideas that it could be that you fly first to get there. Maybe the flight isn't counted in the price.
See, say you're going to San Francisco and you don't want
to
pay.
I am going to San Francisco.
You don't want to pay $125 for a decent hotel room.
I don't want to pay $125 for.
But your gig just happens to be right down the road from Lexington Street.
That is true.
Okay. Well, then there's a sunny room overlooking the side street.
It's someone's spare room.
$76 a night.
Mm-hmm.
That's cheap, dude. And it's fucking nice looking. It's like all...
Maybe they'll pick you up at the airport.
Well, then you scroll down a little bit here, and it has a little... Tells all the stuff that it has. A bathroom, a bathtub and shower, mini fridge with freezer, ironing board and iron, two beds, coffee maker, folding table and chairs, hair dryer, alarm clock, extra blanket space to hang your clothing, and clean linens upon your arrival. That's a lot of shit right there.
That's a lot of shit right there.
And it's ready within a few hours.
Ready within a few hours.
That's a cheap amount. You could stay there for a week for $500.
Mm-hmm.
Which is kind of expensive for a week, but.
Did you know that,
So check out Airbnb. I don't know why I'm talking about them. They didn't give us no fucking money, but it's a cool thing.
Did you know a movie Greg Allman's not going to be in that you'll probably watch?
What?
It's a biopic about a band.
Why isn't he going to be in it?
Because he pulled out.
Ew.
Like the pullout king.
Oh, so he was going to be in it.
He was going to be in it.
Okay.
But then they stopped production because there was a death.
Rush 2?
No, close.
Oh, okay.
It's called Midnight Rider.
Ooh, they played that song in that movie.
Midnight Rider.
Because, spoiler alert, Greg Allman gets killed at the end of Rush.
Yeah, I tried to reach Greg Allman for comment, but he never did get back to me regarding not being played by William Hurt.
He's not going to be played by William Hurt?
Yeah, William Hurt pulled out.
I thought you said Greg Allman pulled out.
No, Greg Allman's still always part of the Allman Brothers.
I know he is.
They're making a movie called Midnight Rider.
I understand that.
William Hurt's no longer going to play Greg Allman.
Okay.
He is pulled out.
Well, what the fuck's his problem?
I don't know. Maybe he didn't want to grow, keep his beard.
you ever watch
that show, The Big Bang Theory?
No, but I just heard a friend say, I said I was never going to watch Big Bang Theory, but I watched it and it was really funny.
It's funny if you like geek humor.
Yeah. I saw a couple.
It's got good writing.
I saw a couple previews for it. Never watched it, though.
It's all right. But I was going to talk about How I Met Your Mother. You ever watch that one?
Nope.
What about that
big series finale recently?
Yep. You know they're doing How I Met Your Dad?
No.
Yep. You know who's going to be the voice? Because Bob Saget's on How I Met Your Mother. He's the narrator.
Okay, I didn't know
so,
that.
So, you know, I mean, he's been cashing checks this whole time.
Yeah.
You know, which is weird to think about because you don't really think about Bob Saget that much, do you?
Well, I do.
But, you know, that's a huge show. I mean, that's a huge paycheck for
him,
you would imagine,
sure.
Right? Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's like...
Well, not maybe for just a narrator, but...
Narrator does a lot on the show. I mean, it's basically voice acting, and it's a huge hit. I'm sure it's as much as the other guys.
Well, yeah,
he probably commands $1 million an episode.
I actually watched the episode of The Goldbergs.
Friends got $1 million an episode, and you don't think Bob Saget deserves more than that?
I didn't say he didn't deserve it. I was just saying, but I was watching the episode of The Goldbergs.
Goldenbergs.
Which you've told me to watch The Goldbergs.
Yeah, that's what our
show
is.
Is that Patton Oswalt doing the narrator in that?
I do believe so.
Yeah, so that's what reminded me of it. But back to what we were talking about. I just wanted to make sure that I just wasn't making that up in my mind. Because he has a pretty distinctive voice. Such as Bob Saget. So they got the new show, How I Met Your Mother?
Dad.
Who's the dad going to be?
No, it's the mom narrating this time because it's from the chick's point of view, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And so it'd be, it's going to be Meg Ryan because no one wants to look at her anymore.
Oh.
Right? Because she got those lips inflated like, and then got set of 44-inch rims on it or something.
That's right. She's rolling hard with the big fucking lips. I got the 20-inch lips and the 4-inch hips. I'm looking like shit.
You ever watch that show, Rules of Engagement? There's another one that's been on forever that's kind of obscure.
That one's got
David Spade on it, and that one guy is pretty fucking funny.
That one guy?
Mm-hmm. Huh. David Spade, you know, plays David Spade-ish type character. Schmoozy woman... Nizer that's not really that good with women, kind of.
I think I saw a scene or two of it. I was flipping through and I saw David Spade and I stopped for a minute and watched part of it. But
it's got that one guy too on there that's funny.
Which one's that? Geezer Butler?
No, he could probably do a show with a voiceover as a narrator. I'll have to look it up.
Was it Ray Romano? Because he does some voiceovers too. Did you ever think that he...
Just kidding.
There's one commercial that always makes me think David Cross is on it, and I look over and it's not him.
Oh, yeah. So that was pretty funny. We had a little mix-up last week about Hans's CD player. It wasn't the Best of Lee.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite band of all time. Patrick Warburg.
Oh, that's the guy from Seinfeld. He played Elaine's boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Look,
he also played the Tick.
I'm Patrick Warburg.
He's like, I always talk the same, no matter what. It's weird. That's how I do it. That's how I talk. Come on, babe, let's go. I could do a Patrick Warburton more if I just work on it a little bit. Anyway, today in Hans's CD player, not the Best of Lee or Lightning Hopman. Today he is listening to some old school thrash metal from the mid-80s. See if you can guess. It was one of the bands I saw with Megadeth in 1985.
In 1985, you saw with Megadeth Exodus.
You got it. We have a winner, chicken dinner.
Wow, bam, first try. Look at that.
Yeah, it could have been Exciter. That was the only other band it could have been. Bonded by Blood is what Hans is listening to today. I heard a new Slayer song over the weekend.
Now, were they bonded by blood?
Yeah, they cut themselves and fucking mixed their blood and it bonded them. Not like glue, but it just brought them closer together as people. No, but the new Slayer, by the way, I'm mentioning that because Gary Holt from Exodus is now a full-time member of Slayer and Exodus. So now Slayer is signing to Nuclear Blast Records, which is weird. They've parted ways with Rick Rubin after who knows how many years.
Mm-hmm.
And the new song, the snare drum sounds like shit. Tom Araya sounds like a little girl on the chorus. Mm-hmm. And the riffs sound like they're fucking just a bunch of riffs from a bunch of other songs that Kerry King already written. So... two stumps down for me on the new Slayer. That's not what's on my turntable, but it was in my ear holes this weekend, and I didn't like it. New Slayer, boo. It's time for them to hang it up. I'm sorry. I think that's true.
So it's without Jeff Hennenman.
I don't know if it's just a
Hennenman.
I don't know if that's a coincidence or what.
Hennenman.
Might be a coincidence.
Hellman's.
How does Jeff Hennenman look like?
Jeff Hennenman's mayonnaise.
So I was listening to some Wehrmacht because I got some good news. Sickness in September's coming up. Guess when that's going to be?
June.
Nope, it's going to be in September.
Nice.
This year, yeah. It's an annually done festival up in Portland by the dude from Truculence. And he's graciously asked victims of internal decay to play on the awesome. Friday, just one band before Wehrmacht.
Wow.
Wehrmacht will be headlining. Dead Conspiracy will be their direct support. We will play
that's
right.
That's awesome.
We'll play right before them, and Spawn will play before us. I think there'll be like 30 bands over the 3 days. It's a long ways away, so we got details to come. But that was good news. So I put on some Wehrmacht, Biermacht on my turntable and listened to Ticket Don't Stop, Ticket Don't Stop, Ticket Don't Stop, Breaking My Heart. Oh, sorry. Freaking out. But anyway, that was our episode of What's in Hans's and Terry's Music Devices today. What have you been listening to? Any music, Gatch?
There's some new Led Zeppelin out there.
Oh.
Two new tracks.
The Tuna Tracks.
Yep, okay. The Tuna Tracks.
Which ones were they? Hey, hey, Mama, said the way you move.
It's a new version or an old pre-demo of something with not so many vocals or slide guitar.
Oh, yeah.
There's that new another track.
That's right. So they released a bunch of old stuff and then...
they're releasing it. This is kind of the precursor to the release.
But it's going to have some bunch of new unreleased versions of songs.
Here's a quote from Rules of Engagement.
All right.
Don't play dumb with me. It's a game you can't win.
Wow. That's heavy shit, dude.
It is. That's funny.
I can't even believe it.
Yeah. New Led Zeppelin songs. Have you heard them?
I have not.
What was the last new Led Zeppelin album you bought?
Coda.
All right. So you haven't bought as new as Led Zeppelin since then?
No.
Like new to you?
No.
Not like you haven't bought a copy of Four in the Rap?
No. No. I haven't bought any Led Zeppelin since Coda. Wow, Black.
No, they got four. Bad. They got released some new tracks. I was going to look them up and see what two they were because I forgot to write them down. An early version of A Whole Lot of Love.
By Rush?
And a song, the blues classic, Keys to the Highway.
I wonder if these are also songs that were stolen from other artists.
Yep. Have you ever heard that blues classic, Keys to the Highway?
I have not.
Keys to the Highway.
Is that how it goes?
I'm pretty sure. Check it out. Look it up.
Okay.
Keys to the Highway.
It wouldn't
Keys
be already,
to the Highway.
It wouldn't already be on the internet, would it?
Sure it would.
Why?
I'm sure it's on there.
I don't know, man. Is it an old Eric Clapton song?
No, it's an old blues standard.
So that means
Keys
Eric.
To the Highway, Trouble in Mind.
Dude, it's a short one. Oh, that's fine. You were pretty close.
Keys to the Highway.
It's only 1 minute, dude.
I'm gonna keep walking this highway.
Why is he so nervous? You sound like you might like this, Hans. Check it out.
I eat my breakfast in California.
He eats his breakfast in California. In Tennessee. Oh, I was close. Tennessee, Carolina. That was a show.
Now, what do you think?
What?
You're an LZ fan. Does anyone call you? Does anyone, does any other fans call them LZ? LZ.
I've never heard that ever.
Like, I'm a big LZ fan.
I have not ever heard that. No. But yeah, and I'd never heard that song before, but it was short. I think that was just an excerpt because they want you to buy the thing, you know?
What about Ledzy?
Ledzy. Yeah. No, I've always heard him called the Zap. The Mighty Zap.
You think it's good, though, that these guys are... do you think that's... That should... That needs to be in the lexicon, that song? Like, as Led Zeppelin as a whole of what they are today, does that... Does the releasing that early demo stuff like that enhance... Or does it detract?
I think it may detract, but it just makes some fans feel complete. Like, oh, there's something that I haven't heard, and now that I've heard it, then I feel better now because I've heard everything. I need everything.
They've had so many reissues of stuff, though, haven't they? So many box sets.
Yeah, I've never even listened to them because, I mean, the one, How the West Was Won, was, I don't know what I how I got that, but I got it somehow and burned it. And then
I had the one with the crop circles. From the 90s?
Oh, my friend had that, yeah. And I borrowed it, but I had to give it back. But I have all their CDs up to Coda. Like I said, that was the last one I bought. It was Coda. And that was even posthumous from Bonzo's death.
Yeah.
You call him Bonzo or do you call him Bonham?
Call him B-Ham.
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 That's what we call him, not today.
J. B-Ham.
Old Bo-Ham. Or Joham. Joham or Boham.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I mean, that's interesting little ditty, you know, but I mean, come on, you got, do you have a copy of him maybe like giving a little bit more from, it doesn't sound like he just drank a can of nails.
Actually, I think they had a weird effect on his voice, but I thought his voice sounded actually pretty good. He hit all the notes, but there was not a whole band. It was just.
But it wasn't like he wasn't giving it his. I mean, it seemed like.
I think it was just an impromptu jam. It wasn't probably in the studio. They were probably just like at the.
Okay. Yeah.
But and that's what I'm saying.
Don't say that's a new track.
No. Yeah.
Right. That's a fucking
never released
outtake.
Exactly. It's just never been released before.
You know, yeah, it's an outtake.
Rare unreleased
Tell
track.
Me it's a track.
It's a track. It's definitely a track. Pshaw.
Don't tell me that's a track.
That's how
Black
I
Jeopardy for 200.
Track, and track-a-lack. Oh, yeah, don't forget about this. Do it. Do it. The only reason I'm mentioning this lady right now is because I didn't know she was so old. Kim Gordon. Happy birthday, Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth. Uh-huh. How old do you think Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth is?
Older than Kim Deal.
Now, I know that Kurt would have been like, what, 49 today? Or not today, but if it was...
Kim Gordon from Sonic Youth, 57.
That's close, and you're aiming high, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
But she's fucking 61 today.
What?
And I'm not saying that 61 is that old. I'm just saying that she was like a 90s alternative person. So that means she was in her 40s before they even got going. Or got popular.
Yeah.
They probably started.
I mean, those, I don't know, you know. Those sound bands like Mudhoney, those guys rounding into the 40s, 50s, right?
I guess so. And you know what I just found out? I was listening to a podcast with the dude from MC5 on it. And they did an MC5 reunion overseas. Mark Arm was their singer. Speaking of Mudhoney, pretty awesome. We'll talk more about that on the Wednesday show.
Mark Arm's got a little bit
of talk about that whole scenario just a little bit on Wednesday's show. But also, birthday today.
About Mark
Don't
Arm.
Care about him. Too Short. He's too short to talk about. You know, rapper Too Short.
No.
Fucking from Oakland,
Life
California.
Is. Too Short.
Right. He's 48 today, so.
Right on, Too Short, man.
Did you know what his real name is?
Too Long.
Todd Shaw.
Todd Shaw.
That kind of sounds like Too Short, and I think that's why they call him that, kind of like Getty.
Getty I bet Lee. He has a...
Getty Lee.
I bet he has a guy in his family named Rick.
Rick Short? Rick Shaw.
Yep. Rick Shaw.
His middle name is Rickashaw. Too Shaw. Tusha, I blew some people's
Rick O'Shea.
Minds. I blew some people's minds over the weekend with that Getty Lee knowledge.
Getty Lee knowledge.
Did I not tell you about that?
What Geddy Lee knowledge?
You know where he got his name, right? Didn't we talk about that?
Yeah, but refresh my memory. I'm sure
his name's
did.
Gary. Remember, I blew your mind, and you were like, "What? His name's Gary something?" And I was like, "Yeah, his mom was Polish." And
you're
so
blowing my mind again when you're telling me that.
You didn't remember? Did I have a dream about this? Come on, listeners, am I freaking out, or has Gats just lost his memory?
Dude, I've lost my memory.
His name's Gary Lee something. His last name is something just crazy.
But his family is.
His mom is so Polish. She's such a fucking Polak that she can't talk English very well, so she called him Getty.
Well, then she did call him Getty when she said his name's Getty.
Getty Lee.
Yep.
And so his friends all made fun of his Polish mom and always called him Getty. And so he officially changed his name to Getty because he was in a band. But
dude, that guy is a funny fucking motherfucker, isn't he?
Blew some people's minds.
Those guys are weird, dude.
They are.
I don't know that much about them, about Rush. What they're about, or you know, but they seem like some fine chaps.
Oh.
But that and the vending machine thing, that's a weird sense of humor to have vending machines on the background.
Now, did you watch...
$1,000 production show, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I found out why...
Washing machines.
The reason he had those is because he didn't have a bass rig back there because he was running direct into the thing and he thought he needed something back there. So he put vending machines.
Certainly, but yeah. But that's such a weird thing. It's a weird sense of humor thing.
Yeah. Oh. Did you watch that whole video of that concert video that I was talking about that had those?
If I watched that whole thing, I probably would have got some insight into more of his humor and how...
Because they had skits. They have skits at the beginning and in the middle of stuff.
I watched the one skit with Jerry Stiller.
Well, they played different characters and stuff, and then they played an old-time band, and it came in. It was weird.
Maybe I should have watched the whole thing. Yeah. But the fucking first song was like 80 minutes, so.
All instrumental, right?
Yep.
Yeah, but that was good.
It was awesome, and I made it like 20 minutes through.
Because he wasn't ruining it with his weird...
I'm ADD.
Are you?
Sure, why not?
Were you diagnosed as ADD ever?
I have never been diagnosed nothing.
Because you don't go to the doctor?
Yep.
That's why I say I'm perfectly healthy. How do you know? Because I don't ever go to the doctor. Yep. If I was not healthy, I would be sick.
You know the O2 Stadium Monty Python's playing there.
Is that
they were going to do one show, but it sold out in
46 seconds?
46 and a half seconds. And so they added 5 more, which quickly sold out. And so they added like 8 more.
Those guys got to do it now, man. They're getting old.
But they're going to broadcast... some company got the rights to distribute their final show, which will be shown in movie theaters. I don't know if it'll be like one of those one-day-only movie theater things that some people like to do.
Yeah.
But that's the first time they've performed on stage since the Hollywood Bowl, man, 1980. 34 years ago.
Yeah, well, it's about time,
and that
man.
Thing was fucking hilarious. You've seen that, right? I think we talked about that before. Monty
Python
at
the
Hollywood
Bowl.
It's
been years since I've seen it, but I'll have to rewatch that.
Me too. Some of the stuff is pretty dry. It's pretty Monty Python, like the philosophers playing soccer.
Right.
Dude, I don't know. That one's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Where they're all like they're just walking around on the field. And they can't kick the ball until one of them thinks up like some sort of great philosophical idea. And then all of a sudden, then they're all just walking back and forth around the field, like rubbing their chins.
It's called thinking outside the box when you write a skit like that. You're like, you think of something that no one has ever thought of before, ever.
That's weird.
We got to write some shit like that.
We can.
All right, big thanks again to Pizza Now.
Pizza Now, dude, you guys are awesome.
92
people go there.
6 or 928.
It's your last chance to be getting the
K pasa.
The K bird.
Yeah.
K-bird.
Artichoke and broccoli.
Yeah.
And
get down there and ask them about what next month's pizza is going to be.
Well, they won't know, do they? They don't know
until
it happens,
ask
right?
Ask them so they know that you're suspicious.
Yeah.
Is suspicious the right word there? You're curious.
They were really suspicious about what your next pizza is going to be.
What's your next pizza going
to be? Like, we've been listening to the TagCast podcast, Aaron Gash Comedy Show, and they're making us suspicious of what your next pizza is going to be.
Yeah. So,
and if you do tell them that, you know, you won't get anything except for maybe a, hey, thanks a lot, but we would feel good if you would go down there and say, hey, we heard this on the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Yes.
Because then maybe he'll give us at least
that is a must, you know. Let him know that we're doing something by giving him some shouts.
Because I don't think he listens. He may, but I doubt. He probably doesn't have time. Who's got time to spend?
When you're slinging pizzas, dude.
I know, and he's such a busy guy. He's going to, like, pizza competitions.
I would open up a pizza restaurant just to go to a pizza convention.
We should just go anyway. You don't have to be...
Oh, dude, we got to do a pizza podcast.
We should.
We'll go to different places and talk about how their pizza's not as good as Pizza Now's, and it'll be sponsored by Pizza Now.
Okay. I've heard of another podcast that is trying to raise money from listeners to go to Vegas.
What?
Yeah. So maybe we could do that.
No, to join the World Series of Poker, dude. That's what it's got to be if we're raising money to go to Vegas.
Okay, if you guys want to help us raise money to go to Vegas.
No, we got
to
stay. So, like, $23,000.
All right. So we're starting a Kickstarter. $23,000 is all it takes. And we've got 30 days. So ready, go. Just kidding. Send us a dollar, though.
Yeah, please.
Send us $3 to... you go to tagcastpodcast.com. And there's a link on the side there on the left that says donate. And that'll take you right to our PayPal. Give us whatever. 50 cents, a dollar. It don't matter. Every little bit helps. You can go shopping on Amazon and get your favorite stuff for the regular price, which is cheaper than you get in a store probably, and we'll get a few cents, so do that too. And that's all my plugs. Except for the plugs coming up. We've refreshed plugs after 2 weeks. How do you
plug?
Got some new shows added, so that's wonderful. Yeah. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll see you on Hump Day.
All right. Rock on.
Have a good Monday, you guys. Metal. Some people call them butt plugs. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Butt Plugs. We're going to be plugging up some butts for the next few minutes here and telling you where to go and what to do in order to make the best of your life. There's a lot of comedy open mics in the area that you could go to every week and every other week, like at Donk Gong Comedy at Mount Taylor's in Eugene, 13th and Kincaid. It's every other Monday. It's now 8 o'clock, so it's not such a late night for a Monday. So come down there at 8 o'clock for signups, and then... try your hand at the mic and see if you can make people laugh. If not, you'll get gonged. The rest of the week, you can go up to Salem on Tuesdays at the Capital City Theater with Jared Richard, 210 Liberty Street Southeast up there. It's an 8 p.m. show. It's $4 or $5 unless you're performing, then it's free. And that's a great little room. It's a theater with a stage and lights and all that stuff. And it's not a bar, so there's not a lot of chatter. It's a great place to perform. Unlike the Tiny Tavern, which is also a great place to perform, but occasional chatter and barroom noise at the Tiny Tavern, 4th and Blair, in Eugene, every Wednesday with Mac Chase at 9:30 is the sign-up time. No cover charge. Also, no cover charge at the Green Room on Thursdays, 710 Willamette in Eugene, right next to Doc's Pad across from the Holt Center. That's an 8 p.m. Sign-up on that list. And then Kush Cafe every Friday with Mac Chase, 1235 Railroad Boulevard in Eugene, and that's a 9:30 sign-up and also a free show. Okay, other comedy shows coming to the area that aren't open mics include Bridgetown Comedy Festival, May 8th through the 11th. That's of course, this year, 2014. Check out bridgetowncomedy.com for full details. There's at least 50 to 100 comics that are all top-notch, super funny people, so... get your tickets before they sell out, because they will. May 16th, it's Mac Chase's Comedy Extravaganza at the Tiny Tavern in Eugene with myself headlining, and Lucy Glass will be featuring. I think Mac will be hosting, and there'll be some other comics as well. That's a free show at the Tiny Tavern, 394 Blair Boulevard in Eugene. May 30th, it's the 7th installment of the Grandstand Slam Comedy Show at Denny's in Albany. The lineup is not complete yet, so I'm going to wait and tell you about that in a couple weeks. But it's going to happen, so make plans to be there. I'll be there. June 7th at Hawthorne Theater, it's Michael Ian Black. He's a funny guy. Go see him. $20 tickets, $25 at the door. A bunch of great music shows coming up. I'm just going to rattle them off as fast as I can. If you want information on the shows, go to the internet and check it out, okay? See how fast I can do this. April 29th, Mastodon and Gojira at the Roseland Theater. Tickets are $25 and $40. May 2nd, Pat Travers Band at the Tonic Lounge. I don't know how much the tickets are. You go find out. May 3rd, Fu Manchu at Dante's. $15 tickets. May 3rd also, but at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland, is Nile, Season of Suffering and World of Lies. Tickets are $13.50 and $15. May 13th, Wayne Static of Static X will be performing the entire album Wisconsin Death Trip in its entirety at Hawthorne Theater. That's for you, Lance Thill. You would enjoy that. $20 in advance, $25 at the door. May 19th, what? Ron Keel with Frank Hannon of Tesla at the Tonic Lounge. Oh, my God. Butt Rock City. Maybe they'll be doing their country rock stuff. I don't know. It's a 9 o'clock show, though. Check it out. May 22nd, Kevin Seconds at the Hawthorne Theater from the band 7 Seconds. Everybody's going out on a solo tour. $10 in advance, $10 at the door. May 24th, World of Lies, Victims of Internal Decay, Spawn, Hyborian Rage, and War Crank at the Ash Street Saloon. Tickets are $5 and $7. May 28th, Black Flag with Cinema Cinema and Whore, H-O-R, Whore, at Hawthorne Theater. $20 and $25 are those tickets. June 6th, Alvin Palooza 3 at the Lebanon Elks Lodge with Splintered Throne, Summer Soundtrack, and Victims of Internal Decay. Also going out solo acoustic this summer is King Buzzo from the Melvins. He'll be at the Hawthorne Theater on June 18th. Tickets are $12 and $15. This one just announced. Guitar god Yngwie Malmsteen coming to the Tonic Lounge on June 27th. And I'm not sure of the dates, though, but sometime in August is Guitars Under the Stars. And they've got a lot of big names coming this year, including Bruce Boulay from Racer X, Jennifer Batten from Michael Jackson's band, Tony McAlpine, Shredder. That's just a bunch of high up there names of Shredder, so it's going to be a good time if you're into that. Not really my thing, but whatever. And then the big news for me, September 26th, Sickness in September kicks off. It's a Friday night up in Portland. I think it's going to be at Tonic Lounge, headlining the night, Wehrmacht, Dead Conspiracy, Direct Support, and then Victims of Internal Decay. Got the 10 o'clock slot for that show. Spawn will be playing before us and probably about four other bands because I think it's 30 bands over 3 days, so it's a big-time annual festival. Sickness in September in Portland. You got a long time to plan ahead for that, so please do, and please be there. That's all I got for you. That was a lot of stuff. I read it as fast as I could, and it still took like 5 minutes, so... It's got to last you for the next 2 weeks. Thanks for listening, you guys. We'll talk to you on Monday again. Peace out.